الحمد لله رب العالمين. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. فاستثبت للمغفرة والهداية إنه التواب الرحيم. وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم واغفر لنا في بطنك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله الأول يا الله الآخر يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله بخيره من الله تعالى. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين. اشفعنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق، خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ ربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم، علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم، صدق الله العظيم. Most scholars agree that this ayat was the first revelation sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Allah ta'ala tell to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was illiterate, Iqra, read in the name of your Lord who created men from a blood clot. Read, and your Lord is most generous. He taught by the pen, taught men what he knows not. The first order to mankind, the first order to his beloved who has sent as his mercy to all mankind, read, learn for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. This ability to learn in you is the greatest generosity of Allah Ta'ala in you. Who taught by the pen, who taught by the computer, who taught by the books, who taught by the teachers. Who taught by example? Who taught men that he knew not? But first Allah Ta'ala taught man his own name. All the names. He put in our father Hazrat Adam alayhi salam all the knowledge which there is to know. But the knowledge which is in all of us, only surfaces when somebody tells us it as a confirmation. For one knows only what one already knows. If I know that you are a man, I already know what a man looks like. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says, he who does not have a mind does not have deen. He who does not have an intelligence does not have religion, cannot have religion. A stupid person, an idiot, cannot have, a madman cannot have religion. You have to have an intelligence to have religion. He also says, one moment of contemplation, one moment of deep thought is worth 1 year of salat done heedlessly as we do it. How? We are at the fourth day of Ramadan. What happened to that macho Muslim who sticks his chin out and stands up like this, which I usually see on Friday? I don't see a single one here. Everybody is sort of like this. It's such a blessed thing, this month of Ramadan. It is such a fantastic exercise, divine exercise, this fasting. That ego, that nafs ammara, which Allah Ta'ala has put in all of us to test us 24 hours a day, whether we are worthy to be a human being and to be a Muslim. That strong, evil thing in each and every one of us, which precisely makes us walk around like this. What's happened to him today? When Allah Ta'ala has created nafs ammara, he called him to interview him. He said, "Ya nafs ammara, who am I and who are you?" Nafs ammara said, "You are you and I am I." He threw him into hellfire for 10,000 years, pulled him out. Again asked him, "O ego, who who are you and who are me? He said, you are you, I am me. We are equal in short. He threw him into the hell of ice and froze him for 10,000 years and took him out. Same answer. By that time he had invented the month of Ramadan, and he threw Nafs Ammara into fasting for 1 month and he picked him up. Who am I and who are you? Oh, you are my Lord. Oh, you are my Creator. I am nothing. I am a dust at your feet, said Nafs Ammara to Allah Ta'ala. Flesh today is weak. Weak. We are weak to get up. We are weak to do this. We are. I really feel weak. Flesh is the sister of your Nafs Ammara. They live together. Your stomach is the stomach of your Nafs Ammara. Your sexual organ is the sexual organ of your Nafs Ammara. And they also have a soul, which is called Ruhu Haywani. Ruhu Haywani. Likes to eat, likes to drink, likes to have sex, to procreate. It has got some kind of a mind, but the mind is just to try to find some food and something to drink and find a male or a female to have sex. Not much more than that. Don't ask the mind to an animal what is right, what's wrong. To eat is right, to be hungry is wrong, that's all what he knows. See, as we do it now, we don't eat, we don't drink, we have sex. We don't have sex. It is the animal side of us who does that. When you eat, the food goes into your digestive system, and from your digestive system, finally, it goes through the lungs and goes to the heart. You know? And the heart somehow distributes this blood, which really is the food, turn into blood, into all parts of your body, and that's what makes you function, that's what makes you live. So that is the fast of Ruhu Haywani. But there is another fast which is called the Ruhu Insani. So as you continue fasting with your Ruhu Haywani, that pure blood somehow goes up into here, the brain. We usually associate the heart with the ruh, with the soul. We are not permitted to talk of the soul. But we always wonder, where is the soul? Well, it is not me, but Imam al-Nasafi, Qudusa Sarrah al-Fattah, said that Ruhu Haywani is in the heart and Ruhu Insani is in the brain, in the head. A doctor told me that the heart is not dependent on the mind. Because you know, sometimes the mind dead is dead and people still live? Huh? The brain dead people, the heart still keeps going pumping. So the heart doesn't depend on the brain. So it's sort of free. It's on its own. It's a very strange thing. So I beg us to think during the month of Ramadan, not only fast with our stomach and with our penis and with our vagina, but really use our mind also while fasting. Our mind, if it is the residence of our ruh, it is the connection with Allah Ta'ala through our minds, through our thoughts. Let us learn how to fast with our eyes, with our ears, with our smell, with our touch, with all our senses. Because it is the mind which decides what is right, what is wrong. So the eye, if you fast with it, that it looks at the right thing and it gets the right lesson from it. The ear doesn't listen to gossip and blasphemy and listen to the Quran al-Kareem. The head wipes out the tears from the eyes of the orphan and caresses the head of the suffering one and feeds to the hungry. And perchance that one learns during this blessed of Ramadan with the fasting of one's senses how to do right. Allah Ta'ala mentions so often the good deed, the amal. The trick is, the purpose is of the month of Ramadan and to fast with one's soul is so that what one learns in Ramadan continues during one's lifetime, doesn't end at the Bayram. The Eid of the one, it is said, who fasts with his soul is when Allah Ta'ala says irji, and we hear it and we enter paradise. This is when the real Eid is. And for the one who truly has fasted during the Ramadan. So let us not really waste this blessed month, let us not waste this blessed system of fasting. We can feel already now, as I said, the ego really has weakened. I mean, what a glory, what a victory it is to be able in 3 days to weaken that horrible ego which Rasulullah Ta'ala says is jihadi kabir. As you know, one day when they were coming from a terrible war and they were all tired and wounded and they were just for a moment of waiting, Rasulullah said that now we are going to go to jihadi kabir and fight a greater greater enemy. Ya Rasulullah, look at us, you know how we are all tired and wounded and bloody, and who is this new enemy which we are going to fight? And he said, ourselves, our egos, our nafs ammara. This is the Jihadi Kabir. The Jihadi Kabir for 3 days, without much effort really. Look at us, look at yourself in the mirror, and you will see that he is very, very weak. And that is a big gift about Allah. The purpose is to surface what Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with and placed His Asma'il Husna in all and every one of us. That Rahma, that Kerimiyya, that gentleness, that beauty, that good behavior, that ability to forgive, you know, and all the good things which we can, because it is inside of us, is supposed to surface. It is the ego which prevents us from it to be surfacing. The more the ego will weaken, the stronger in reality we will become. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Have mercy on us. Have mercy on all of them, Ummat Muhammad. Ya Rabbi, teach us the truth of Islam. Ya Rabbi, bless us with the Adab of Muhammad and Adab of Quran al-Kareem. So that when we come to you, we will have perhaps a chance to receive the Shafa'at of Muhammadin. Ya Rabbi, for the sake of the month of Ramadan, bless the Sikhwan when we come to you with the Shafa'at of Muhammadin. Ameen. Bi-Ummat Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Ta'a wa Yasin. Allahumma salli wa sallam. Allahumma Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, who has created us in the beautiful form and shape of a human being from a blood clot. We will humbly you fed us, we will you dressed us. We knew nothing, you taught everything to us. And here you have brought us into the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, all together able to perform our duties. Ya Rab, during our lifetime, you bless us with so many gifts. So many gifts, you know, even before we know ourselves what we need, and you bring it to us. But your greatest gift, Ya Rab, is our Iman and our Islam and Ihsan. And that you have given us your beloved, who you created as your mercy upon all mankind, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa as our teacher, our prophet, our example, our intercessor. And for all those gifts which we cannot possibly count, Ya Rab, you find us thankless. For the sake of this blessed month of Ramadan, Ya Rab, you teach us thankfulness.
Amen.
And count us amongst your thankful servants.
Amen.
And again, for the sake of this blessed month of Ramadan, Ya Rab, when you test us not to open and never our forbearance, with a little pain, with a little hunger, losing things which we think are ours, but in reality everything belongs to you. Now, Rab, you ask us to be patient. And you praise patience and say that half of Ramadan is patience, and patience is half of being. Patience is the key of paradise. Patience is the key to success in this world. And alas, O Lord, we do not know even what patience was. Ya Rabbi, give us the gift of patience during this month of Ramadan.
Amen.
And count us amongst your patient children.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, this month is the month of cleansing, is the month of knowing, is the month of patience, is the month of repentance, is the month of the realization that we are human beings and you are our Lord and we are your servants. It is also the month of peace and harmony. Ya Rab, we are ashamed, for when you look at us at this moment, you see a horde of terrible animal-like creatures who are tearing each other apart. You are the loving one, you are the forgiving one. We don't even know what love is, and what forgiveness, and what mercy is, what generosity is. Ya Rab, the world is numb. Is on fire. Already in this world, before they enter hell, Ya Rab, have mercy upon Ummati Muhammad.
Amen.
Have mercy upon Ummati Muhammad.
Amen.
That once we truly believed, and we had the duty and the wisdom and the strength of belief, Ya Rab, as we left our religion, we become bandits and murderers. Ya Rab, have Ummati Muhammad to find true belief again.
Amen.
Ya Rab, have Ummati Muhammad to be united again.
Amen.
Ya Rab, have Ummati Muhammad to be beautiful and wise and strong again.
Amen.
Have mercy upon Ummati Muhammad, Ya Rab. Ya Rabbi, maybe we do not act like it, but we do say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah,
wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh.
Amin. 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 Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin mahtabah wa mbalawah. Wa taqab ala salam wa jalal al jadidan. فاستكف الاثر كلام فبلغ ورحاه والوان انت بيتي من الخيرات والسلام تبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا 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 فصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الانبياء والمرسلين والانبياء من غير المسلمين الفاتحه.